On June 17th, 1986, was the first round of the NBA draft. I love sports. Oklahoma City now has an NBA team, and even though I don't think they're any good, I'm excited about it. So this story came to my mind. It was 1986, and it was the first round of the NBA draft. The second selection made was a man named Len Bias. Len Bias was probably at that point the happiest guy in the world. He put on a green Boston Celtics cap, he walked to the podium, and his muscular 6 feet, 8 inch body stood in front of the microphones. Cameras were flashing and there were thousands of fans. It was probably the highlight of his life, of his young life so far. Adidas had offered him a contract that would provide him with financial security for the rest of his life. That had already been negotiated before he was even drafted. There was just one problem. 48 hours later, Len Bias would be found dead of cardiac arrest due to an overdose of cocaine. Now, his friends and his family members called him a born-again Christian. That's how they described him, a good guy. But something happened in his life that caused him to make a choice that led to him taking this drug, this illegal substance, this cocaine, and overdosing. I don't necessarily think it was intentional overdose because he had lots of money and things to look forward to. But there was something in his life, there was some kind of baggage in his life that the public didn't know about until that day. Until the day that it was reported Len Bias is dead. So what happened? Why couldn't he have just gone through life and played basketball and we could have enjoyed some great highlights? Why did he make the decision that he made? Well, we read in John last week, in 1 John chapter 1, that we all have baggage in our lives. John says, if we claim we do not have sin, we lie. We deceive ourselves. We make God out to be a liar. We all have baggage. And I get tired of carrying my baggage. I mean, you've been on a trip I don't even want to know. I mean, and around Thanksgiving time, we're going to Utah to visit family. And I don't even want to know how many of these things I'm going to have to carry. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, we have another baby. And whenever you move a baby, you move your house. I'm going to have so much baggage to carry. But that baggage is nothing compared to the emotional and the spiritual baggage that people carry every day of their lives. We like to carry our baggage. Sometimes we become so comfortable with it that whenever we don't have it, we feel like something's missing. Well, there are people carrying their bag, but they're longing for a little bit of rest from it. And they're wondering, where can I find the rest? Where can I find a place to put it down? How can I find a way to quit hiding it? To quit worrying about it? I believe the answer is found in Jesus' word. In Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28. And this is what it says. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus extends an invitation, and I've often heard, in reference to this text, heard it called the Great Invitation. A great invitation of Jesus saying, come to me, you who are tired and burdened. If you allow me just for today, come to me, you are tired of carrying your baggage, and I'll give you rest. Rest. What a beautiful word. We don't live in a culture of rest. We live often in a culture of restlessness. We're always looking at our calendars and at our watches, having to get to the next meeting, having so much going on in our lives, our next appointment, our next task, our next duty. And Jesus says, come to me and find rest. Find rest. What an invitation. What an invitation to come to Jesus on my my days when I'm worn out, and I'm weary, and I'm tired, and my spiritual and emotional muscles are strained from carrying all of my baggage. How simple a request. Come to me, you who are tired and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What a thought. I don't know about you, but I get tired. I get tired of trying to fit all of my baggage nice and neat into something that nobody can see into. Tired of carrying my baggage around in a way and worrying about it and hoping you don't see that I have it. It wears me out. My baggage, the parts of my life that I don't want anybody to know about, they often try to break me. And how beautiful it is to have a perfect man who is a perfect God, who is a perfect Savior, saying, come to me, give me your baggage, and I'll give you rest. I will give you rest. Rest is something we all need. I think the difference between physical baggage and emotional or spiritual baggage is that whenever we carry our physical baggage, we think that those are things that are important to us. They're things we don't want anybody to take. I pack things in my bag and I take it to an airport and I expect it to be there when I get there because those are my valuables, those are my possessions, those are things that I need. But when it comes to the emotional baggage that we carry with us, the spiritual baggage that we carry with us, our spiritual suitcase carries a little bit different purpose. It carries the purpose of hiding things rather than just holding them. And yes, we try to hold them in and we don't want anybody to see it. And so we carry it. We carry the weight with us everywhere we go. And it becomes burdensome and it becomes heavy. And we can barely tolerate it. And the whole time we're walking, Jesus is right beside us saying, come to me. Give it to me and I'll give you rest. And why is it so easy that whenever he gives that invitation, we say, no, I'd rather carry it myself. I'd rather just carry it myself. Then I know where it is. Then I know how I'm going to deal with it. But Jesus is standing with an invitation to take it, to give us rest. And yet we carry it all nice and neat. You know what I think we should do with our spiritual baggage? With our emotional baggage? We shouldn't have the image of a bag like this. Maybe it should be the bag of a trash can, of a trash bag. We carry around all the trash that tries to separate us from Christ. We carry around all the trash and all the garbage that gets in the way of our full commitment and surrender to Jesus Christ. I read a short devotional by Max Lucado that talked about a person carrying their bag of trash and the invitation of Jesus. And then I came across a video that he made that says it's on the same subject. It's a really moving video. So I'd like for us just to watch that for a couple of minutes. We've been carrying our baggage quite some time. Carrying it to everywhere we go. Each place that we go, we carry our baggage with us. And pretty soon our baggage becomes like our trash. It's something that keeps us from fully living and experiencing the life that Jesus has in store for us, the life that God has in store for us. But here's what I believe. I believe that my baggage, my trash, is in here. That as Jesus was carrying his cross, he was carrying with it my baggage, my sin, my resentment, my shame, my anger, my lust. It wasn't the weight of the cross that made him fall. It was the weight of the sin. The weight of a sinful people that would live such lives that the only way to be redeemed was through something like this. And while this cross makes a nice decoration cross that Jesus died on was anything but beautiful. For it was bloodstained, and it had nailed to it my sins. But on the other hand, it was beautiful. For on it was nailed my redemption. And your the cross represents our baggage handler. Because he's not on the cross anymore. They placed him in a tomb, but he's risen. He's alive. And because of that, our baggage is taken care of. Our resentment, our anger, our frustrations that we cause to one another, it's all taken care of. It's all been given over. And whenever we came to Christ, whenever we gave our life to him and surrendered to him, he took care of it all. The problem is that I like to go back to the dump and pick my trash back up and carry it with me again and remind myself of it. But he took care of it. So what I would like for us to do today, for the next few minutes, but I'm going to place beside a cross a trash bag. Not because the cross is trash, but because the cross took care of my trash. And I have some note cards and some pens. If you're willing to participate in this, I would like for you to write on this note card. Nobody's going to look at it. It's only between you and God. We'll tie the trash bag up as soon as we're finished and throw it directly to the dumpster. Nobody's going to know what you're writing. So on this card, if you want to write some baggage that you're tired of carrying, say, God, I got to give this up. I've been carrying this for too long, and you've already told us that you've taken care of it. And submit the invitation of Jesus saying, come to me, you who are tired of carrying your bags. Come to me, you who are tired and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Lord, we come to you. We just say thank you. And I thank you that you so long for us to be free. That you so long for us to be free from our past, free from our guilt, free from our shame. That you long to us to be free from our sin. Lord, we confess that we've been carrying around some baggage, that we've had some trash in our life that has sometimes kept us from fully following you. God, please teach us to accept your invitation to come to you and find our rest. Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the life of a man who was so great that he would leave his home in heaven to come to this earth, to walk among us, to live among us, to be rejected and to be scoffed at. Crucified. And Lord, we thank you for our Savior who rose from the tomb victorious. And because of that, we also have victory. Because of that, we can also have victory in our lives. And because of that, we can have victory over our sin, over our baggage. Lord, we love you. Teach us how to love you even more. We believe in you. Yet give us greater faith. We thank you and ask that you give us even a greater heart of gratitude. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
The invitation has always been there. Come to him. Find rest.
And I'm thankful for those that have found it. My heart goes out to those that are still looking. And I pray that we are always a people that are about helping others hear the invitation of Christ. Helping others hear his call to say, come to me, you who are tired and burdened, and I will give you rest. We've talked today about the baggage in our lives and who can take care of it. And his name is Jesus. And while at times it was kind of a mellow type of mood and atmosphere, those times help us realize that we can celebrate. And that we can be excited.